To Luke.
Mary
set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant lived in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For at that moment, the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in my God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this date, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in the conceit. He has cast down the mighty from the thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Gospel of the Lord. Mother is not very easy. Some days ago, a young couple came to our office with their kid, just 2 years old. So when we were talking, that little kid was playing around, and then saw the moment he put his body under the table. You can imagine what will happen. She's tall enough to hit the table, you know. So suddenly we heard a loud voice under the table. He hit his head. No, he didn't cry at that moment. But we came out from the table, seeing that we have all concerned about his head. Then he cried. He felt ashamed, of course. And he went to his mother, and not only crying, hit your mother, you know, as if kind of complaining, "Why don't you help me in this way?" So, doesn't concern the mother, you know. You hit yourself, and he hit her mother, his mother, just to give a complaint, you know. That's a mother. All things, all stupid things go to the mother, and the mother take everything. Exactly the same, our heavenly mother. Take all our stupidity. On earth, Jesus already gave the whole community and his community to John. "Here, see, this is your mother." And today, so many, many are brothers and sisters in our other communities, in new churches, new communities. They don't not even look at the image of a heavenly mother. They say it is superstition. But our Heavenly Mother works also within these new communities. I know one pastor, he's a Lutheran. I met him in Germany. He was a superior of a religious community in the Lutheran community. One day he shared with us, Catholics and Lutherans together. He said, with all these days I'm living with you Catholics, I came to understand the meaning of Mary, our Heavenly Mother. He said, we Christians share the same vocation as our Heavenly Mother, Mama Mary. So, as a Lutheran, saying this, why? He said, because Mama Mary gave birth to Jesus, gave Jesus to the world. We, Christians, whenever we love one another, there is a presence of the Lord among us. We give our Lord to the world. That's exactly the same vocation of Mama Mary. You understand? Jesus promised, with two or three united in my name, I'm in your midst. That's the gospel last week. With two or three united in my name, I'm in your midst. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Very simple words. But this, you know, since he's a Lutheran, he took every word of Jesus in his heart. And that's how he comes to the maturity, to understand the value of Mama Mary. He said, we share the same vocation as Mama Mary. You understand? So our Heavenly Mother, at times, our sentiment, oh, he is my mother, he is our mother. He's not only our mother, he's a model of life. Many times you complain, things a lot happened graciously upon us. Even Heavenly Mother, she has to change her mind all the time by doing the will of the Father. She wanted to be a virgin. But then God the Father asked her to be the mother of the Son. She wanted, at the last moment of under the cross, she wanted to keep this motherhood of Jesus all through eternity. But then Jesus says, see, John, this is your son. You know, she cannot be just be the mother of Jesus. She has to be mother of all the disciples of Jesus. In a certain sense, she loses the prestige to be the only mother. You understand? She has to lose the motherhood of Jesus. So much so that she gained all her children. By losing, she gained. This is the way of a Heavenly Mother. You can imagine many things happened in her life. Not too long. As I learned from some other books, saying that Jesus was really asking Mary that she wants to be with Jesus the day he died on the cross, that Mary, Mother Mary, would like to come together, because she really died spiritually, physically. As a mother, seeing the son dying this cruel death, so much so she would like to be herself on the cross much better, easier. As a mother, you can imagine when your son is sick and you sit by the bedside and you cannot do much things, or even dying, you can't do much. You suffer more than the sun itself, right? Exactly. She offered all her energy, all her spiritual inspirations, all only for love, nothing else, pure love. And this is what Jesus inspired to many saints. Jesus appreciates his mother, pure love, only the will of the Father, only to love, nothing else. This is the model. She's our model. So today's assumption, she's in heaven, of course. But as we see, all these centuries, Mama Mary is coming on earth to visit us, no? Lourdes, Fatima, Medjugorje, although some not yet confirmed by Vatican, but it doesn't mean it's not valid. All these messages, what the same simple word, conversion. Mother Mary in Lourdes, in Fatima, conversion. Change of your heart. She is our mother. She knows us, each one of us. So, we believe God loves us. We believe our Heavenly Mother is looking upon us one. In her heart, all are her children. So when this morning when somebody say, my vestment is beautiful, the image, I say, this is a mirror. When you see her, seeing yourself, it's a mirror reflecting yourself. You should be another Mary, little Mary. You be another Mary. Is it beautiful? So we are called, nothing else. To be little Mary means to be little Jesus. Mother Mary lived all her life only to serve Jesus, nothing else. She suffered just for the sake of Mary. You know, after the birth, they have to fly to Egypt. You think it's a good journey? It's not an easy trip. Went through all the desert, you can imagine. Cold, hot, you know, changes, and so much wild animals on the way. Thieves also. Did I share with you one of the episodes? When the Holy Family went through the desert, they entered into one family. The father wanted to rob this couple because they are, you know, pretend to be good people and then they rob them. But then, this man has a son, got leprosy. So he just got inspiration. Seeing this Heavenly Mother, I mean, she can give, you know, the kind of image is very holy. So, can my son take the bath water of the sun to cleanse my son? So Mother Mary, after giving, washing the child Jesus, give the water to the man, and the little child cured of his leprosy. So, of course, eventually, they didn't rob this holy family. You know what happened? 30 years later, the one who was crucified also next to Jesus, the one who asked Jesus, can you remember me when you go to heaven? This is the person, the little child, when on the way, was being cured by leprosy with the water of Jesus. And Mother Mary was giving the hand, you know, and he said, and Jesus said to him, Friend, tonight you will be with me in paradise. The connection, 30 years ago, just taking the water of the bathing water of Jesus. The love, everlasting, all connected. If you have a contrite heart, you're always loved. You see? Mama Mary suffered a lot, you can imagine. But with the grace of the Lord, always beneficial to us. So our honor towards our Heavenly Mother, just a few prayers. Our rosary just to fulfill, saying the 50 Hail Mary, and then we are okay. No. The rosary first, our Heavenly Mother asks us to hold the rosary as a symbol, as holding her hand. Because all time, you know, in Lourdes, as well as in Mount Fatima, always our Heavenly Mother holding rosary in her hand and teaching the children pray the rosary. Also, Medjugorje, teaching little kids. They are 11 years old, 10 years old. They never tried to say the rosary too long. And our Heavenly Mother taught them to say the rosary. What's the meaning of the rosary? First, touching the hand of the touching the rosary means you touch the hand of Heavenly Mother. And then the rosary is a kind of meditation on the life of Jesus. Nothing else. All the mysteries, one after another, slowly, prayerfully, just let Jesus' words come into your soul and keep it in your heart. And that's what Mary lived all her life. Seeing anything, just keep it in her soul. She didn't shout out, just keep it. Blessed the Lord. We too, little Mary, live in silence in that moment of the Holy Spirit. And Mary got the Holy Spirit, right? All through in Holy Spirit. We too, we need exactly the same vocation, not only to give birth to Jesus. We need all our life, moment by moment, loving all people next to us. And this is the will of the Father. Love one another. By the time we love, by the time we live like little Mary, like Mary herself. So we pray for one another. So we be always strong in our faith, trust in the love of Jesus, and we share and we witness to the world Jesus is in our midst. In front of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.